Here we go. Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. You ready? Well, come on. Yes, I know you're ready. I'm going to take him for a walk. Okay, good. We're secure. All right. Yes. Well, where do you think we should go? What do you think? Where are we going? We're going this way? All right. I don't have a plan. It's overcast. 11:15 this morning. And I chatted for a while with Miguel. Talked about linguistic a little bit. Spent about a year and a half abroad. Asia a bunch of time. I think about a year in Argentina. Anyway, so... And I guess he's already getting by with his Korean, so he was telling me a little bit about the grammatical structure of the Korean. Anyway, so nice conversation. And before that, I put a good chunk of change in languages this morning. Obviously, things are different now. I don't have to... We go this way? Yeah? Okay, let's go this way. I don't have to go... anywhere. So I'm going to take him first for a walk. Then I'm going to go to the fruit place and the produce and get some fruit and for the next few days. But I made myself some oatmeal. Those were getting bad. You have some kind of, I don't know what they call, fruit fly, or you can tell that something is kind of getting to it. So, but I'm not going to throw them away. I'm going to eat them. So, well, and I do love oatmeal anyway, so it is very, very nice. You want to go this way? Okay. And so, kind of another overcast day here in Andalusia. But it's, of course, it's not as cold as we have just been. So, had a very nice night. I arrived, I mentioned yesterday being in... Almaden de la Plata, and I had to wait about a couple of hours for, you want to go this way? That's okay, we'll go this way. Yeah. So I had to wait for the taxi guy to come back from Sevilla. And so eventually that place, La Concha, let me in, and then I ended up having lunch there. And so that was kind of nice. Painkillers, I think, kind of a cute play on words. I watched that movie with Emily Blunt and, I forgot the name of the guy, Captain America. But anyway, enjoyed it. Kind of the whole pharmaceutical kind of stranglehold on, well, capitalism. It's kind of a mix of different things. Kind of create a bad cocktail. Anyway, but enjoyed it and I kind of finished it. And then the driver came in the restaurant, basically because I WhatsApped him where I was. And he took me to Castil Blanco de los Arroyos. And he was playing Dire Straits, which is his favorite kind of rock band. And so we talked about that a little bit. Because I'm a little savvy when it comes to Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. And the bands before and after Notting Hillbillies. And so it was kind of a nice, pleasant drive. And I arrived in Castil Blanco, and he took me to the bus station. And there was a bus there. And that was my bus. And it was leaving within 5 minutes. So get in. And then there was no stopping in Santiponce. I would have had to go to Sevilla and then go to Santiponce. And of course, I was like, that makes no sense. So went to the weapons square, La Plaza de las Armas, or La Plaza de Armas. Maybe it's just La Plaza de Armas. I forgot. It could be said both ways, depending on what you're trying to say in Spanish. But anyway, in English, the weapons square. And then the guy kind of guided me toward the bus, the 17 to 18 to 19. And then I went toward there. And there was only one bus parked there. And he just kind of opened the door when I arrived. So I kind of cut in line just to ask a question. And that was my bus. So I went to the back of the line. And then after everybody got in. So the M175. And I've seen this one going through town. So I arrived in Yeah, Sevilla, like about quite quickly, basically. And then let Pilar know, and then find out she was coming by train. So I knew that she didn't have Ron with her. So I went by Anna's place, but he wasn't there. Turns out that Nana had taken him for a walk. Anyway. So walked around, went to the place for the tablet, and then decided to get a new screen. Too many glitches, too many issues with some time. You just have to. Anyway, just was like, yeah. And it's 50 euro, which is great. That's a great, I feel like it's a very good deal. And those guys had done a great job on the phone before. So I feel confident that they will do the same on that one. And so that's kind of already in the making. Yeah. So Wednesday or Thursday, more than likely, he's going to call me. And then it'll take about an hour to get it fixed. So I won't have to get separated from my tablet too long. So that's great. Then I was kind of looking for that. There's kind of like a municipal library. Well, it's not really a library, but it's kind of a little place with some books for children. I think it's mostly for children. But I was thinking of a warm place to kind of stay, you know, while waiting, because it was going to be maybe a couple of hours, maybe three, until they get back. So basically the car is parked at the train station, and then so they would arrive, and then I would have to drive from Sevilla to Valencia. And so I moseyed around, didn't really find the place, and then I kind of threw a back street. I went, kind of went back, and I was like, well, we're here, you know, we're good. So you want to go, which way are we going? You want to go this way? Okay. And so I get to practice languages, and it was kind of getting dark, and then Anna. Oh, well, I thought it was Pilar at first with Ron, you know, and then, but it was actually Anna with Ron. She was going to feed the cat, and she invited me to a place, and I'm like, I will gladly accept. And then so she made me like a chamomile star anise tea, kind of nice, and then we just kind of chatted, and then a while later, Pilar and Miguel showed up, and I'd kind of already communicated to Pilar that I was at Anna's. I like her. She's a sweet. I think she was a biologist. She's retired. Anyway, interesting. I like her. She's very sweet. And she was telling me this anecdote about taking Ron and with a friend on a walk, and she kind of had to run through a little kind of a creek, a stream, to separate herself from this cow that was overly friendly, you know. You know, and I've heard those stories that there are animals that normally are very docile, and then once in a blue moon you get one of those and just behaves differently. And so she kind of had to get across. It's not really a river, but a decent size, you know, chest high almost, body of water, to separate herself from the cow, which the cow could have crossed too, actually, and hit herself. And then eventually the cow went away. So it was kind of funny. Anyway, so, you know, we chatted for a while. Then Pilar came, and of course it was wonderful to see her. And, yeah, so yeah, we'll get back to the house. So, you know, kind of, I know my way around the house. So, you know, she offered me one of the rooms upstairs or the basement. And I took the basement. I'm used to it. No. I can do my yoga there, so that was nice. Telling me about, you know, basically she's already getting the ball rolling in terms of me getting better recognition as far as the States to have access to medical services, but it's not easy, but she's something. So she'll explain more than a clean more today in terms of what my part is going to be, trying to secure an appointment. That's the first part, basically. And then we'll find out, you know? And so was that. And then just kind of, you know, yeah, just, I enjoyed being with Pilar. She's a sweetheart and, yeah, really feels like a very good friend. So, and then chatted with Miguel while they were having dinner. And I just had a broth. That's what I wanted for dinner. I mean, after all, I had that lunch anyway in that restaurant. And I actually did enjoy the chicken breast. It was not too dry. And, you know, French fries, I wanted some warm stuff. It was kind of a dreary cold. It ended up being cool, not really cold. Eventually, it warmed up a little bit, but definitely kind of like today, you know, the kind of day where comfort food comes in handy, shall we say. Anyway, so, and I kind of stayed with them. You know, I was kind of tired, feeling a little sad, a little bit. You know, again, I have a kind of interesting pasajera, tristeza pasajera, a momentary sadness that comes here and there. And feeling a little bit of that, you know, it's kind of fall, so it's, you know, daylight hours changing. Do you want to go inside? You want to go in? The playpen? Huh? Do you want to go smell here? You want to go in? Yeah? You want to go? You go? Yeah. Come on. Yeah, you go do your smelling. Okay, hold on. Oh my goodness. Here you go. Okay, go smell. Go smell your stuff. It's a dog area. Just for dogs, actually. Anyway. And then, I took my shower. And then, went to bed. And then, what are you going to do? Are you going to come? You're going to be by me? Yeah? Ginkgo, you can smell. Go smell around. And then went to bed a little bit after 10, so changed my alarm to 6. But I was awake, stayed in bed a little bit, but I was awake before. I got to see her before she went to work. Still taking the train, so it's pretty cool. And then, got on my routine. There's a funny thing that happened. Is the last time I was here, I misplaced my glasses, my reading glasses. And that's the same thing that happened today. And it's never happened anywhere else. That is so funny. And I can't find them. And I've only been in so many places. They're outside of the cases, which create a problem because they're kind of a pink color, kind of blend with the tiles. So I'm going to have to... Well, I've already asked Anna, and she said she didn't find them. So it's not there. They could have fallen. We may walk the length, actually, from Anna back to Pilar. And then I'm going to look on the sidewalk there if I might have dropped them. But she lent me one of hers, but they don't work as well. I really have to have the stuff close to me with her glasses, and mine I didn't have to. But it's kind of funny that I just can't find them. Yeah, there you are, pooping. Good. I don't know, I don't have a freaking poopy bag again for you. Anyway, So, I have some big guides with big numbers on Duolingo, but I definitely have time so far. And I'm going to put some big numbers for sure. And kind of, intermittently, I stop to do that. I do something else. So I did the laundry this morning and taking time to do other things to get away from the couch. And I get to practice everything. And then I'm going to do a little more throughout the day. I have some rice soaking, so I'm going to do more than like some kind of a paella, which basically means you kind of create a broth, whatever vegetable I'm going to saute. And then you add the rice with the liquid, and then you cook until all the liquid is absorbed by the rice. And then there is your paella. But I'm not going to put any meat or fish. It's just going to be vegetable. She has eggplant, a cauliflower, zucchini, onion. I'm going to be using basically some of what she has. So. Yeah, so you ready to go? Yeah, you ready to go? Okay, vamos. Okay. So funny, comes and jump on the bench. Andiamo. Andiamo. Vamos. Vamonos. Aha, vamonos. Actually, it should be vayamos or nos vayamos. Because vamos means we are going. And then... vayamos means let's go, but in Spanish somehow they don't actually use vayamos, they use vamos. Anyway, funny trivia. Something we talked about with Miguel, that you know the rules are helpful to a point. Like in German right now, they are very, very, they're going to be helpful I got that podcast, and I'm sure I'll find a YouTube channel to help kind of make sense in terms of why do I have to learn it this way. And then when I have something that makes sense, then it becomes easier to try to organize and integrate that new piece of information. And so, well, no, you're not going further than Malish. Come on, cowboy. I forgot about how you temperamental when it comes to. Come on, you go this way. Anyway, so yeah, of course I feel very welcome. I mean, I feel like home here, you know. Of course, you know, kind of a quote in quote kind of a home, because I don't have a home yet. But it is as close to a home here, you know, to feel welcome. And yeah, just so natural, you know, here I am landing yesterday, and I have my space, and, you know, basically I have my bathroom too, because hers is upstairs. So downstairs is kind of a, what, you want to go there? Go over there, go do a little wee thing. And yeah, so very nice. Miguel is going to be here. No. You're not going to go that far. You're going to get your smell, but you're not going to smell everything. Sorry. Could I? No, I'm not letting you off the leash. We have to be more on a trail. Here, it's a bicycle lane, and you have a bunch of people come here. You can have pets, too, so I have to have control over you, my friend. Anyway, so Miguel is going to be here until Thursday. He's onto quantum mechanics, so he's studying physics. And he's kind of like wondering, what was he thinking when he chose to study quantum mechanics? Anyway, oh, yeah. Smells so good. Anyway, as we're walking here, so it's a bicycle lane, you know, it's kind of a reddish, kind of like a tennis court, makes me think of it. And then you have all those yellow flowers, a lot of grass. And it was like, I don't know why I think a lot about that. But I would think about mowing all of that and then composting it. I don't know why I find that so alluring, looking at areas and say, oh, I could come here, you know, get some bags, get a gas lawnmower with a good mulcher. And then, you know, so it's chopped nice and fine. And I'm pretty sure, you know, if you get your compost to the proper temperature, most of the seeds will be baked, so you won't get so many weeds. And but regardless, even if you were to get them anyway. And speaking of mulching and stuff, Pilar's yard is quite wild, and I kind of asked her, like, do you want me to to clean that up? And she's like, no, I like it wild. Anyway, it's very interesting how there's a part of her that just kind of like the messiness, you know. And I think maybe we all are a little bit like that. You know, if you get something a little bit, if you get a life a little too organized, too clean, too square, you know, that can create problems. And you're right. And so, but yeah, for me, for sure, when I see that, what I want to do is mow it and then compost all the clipping, because it would be quite a bit, and then hand pull a lot of the weeds in the area where the roots and everything would come off. But she likes it that way, so we'll leave it there. I'm gonna go clean up the dog shit though, like around the clothing line where I hang up the laundry this morning. It's kind of a minefield, so I'm gonna just clean enough so that I can get that going. Anyway, so gonna walk Mr. Randoran back to the house, and then I'm gonna go. I don't know if I'll take the bike or not. No, I don't take the bike. I'll walk for today. I'll go to the fruit place. It should be open until 2, if I'm not mistaken. No, come on. And then I'm gonna get a few things. And yeah, when I get some apples. Mainly some apples for sure to put in the oatmeal, maybe even bananas. And and then mushroom, actually, if they have bulk mushroom. Oh, no, not bulk. I guess, yeah, bulk mushroom, right? Yeah, well, you buy by whatever weight you want. And I forgot the name of the guy, but he's pretty sweet. Big young fellow that run that place, that produce stand in Valentina de la Concepción. Anyway, so I'm here for now. So we'll see about the whole administrative lead work that I have to do. You know, the way it's going to be, to see if, you know, if I can get one step closer to proper recognition in Spain and have access to those services. And then we'll be heading out to Jamilena. So already, actually, she already gave me the car key and the garage key. So basically, I won't have to, I'll just have to go to the place, open the garage, get the car out, and then go to Jamilena when I'm ready. And then she'll give me the house key. And then that's going to be quite simple. And then I will, oh my goodness, poor you. Poor you, poor you. Oh my goodness, I want a smell. I want a smell. Now you want to smell so many things, eh? Yeah, I guess so many dog pee and take a dump here. So anyway, but for now I'm here. Like I said, there's no preparation needed. You know, when I go to Jaén, when I take the car, I'll go to Lidl. It's a grocery store I've already gotten to like for some of the product. And then I'll stock up on some stuff. And then I'll go to Mercadona also to stock up. And then I'll most likely, I think maybe twice a month, I'll use the car just a little bit to keep it alive. But it'll be in a garage for most of the time. And I'll walk to go to the Mercadona, which will be, you know, like around a 2-3 hour walk. And because that part of the world, you know, the weathers, the bad weathers, the winter weather is tolerable. Es soportable, aguantable. And I would prefer to walk. And then I will have to also look at the gas. But I really doubt she could have used much gas. Everything was pretty full when I left. Guarro. Oh, that's okay. Guarro. That's adorable. Okay. Guarro. All right. So there is, you have dog shit on stuff, and somebody took a piece of paper and wrote disgusting guarro. Ah, you know, que asco. As a way of, to let people know, hey, this is gross, man. anyway. Yeah, it's like, yeah, sure. That's what they were needing. Somebody to let them know. Oh man, sorry, I didn't realize that was disgusting. Oh, I will make sure to pick it up now. Oh well, you have quite a few of those papers. Yeah, but that's urbanization and dogs is sanitation. Yeah, you can't help it, Ron, but it is disgusting. I agree with the guy, but I don't think the signs are helping. If anything, you might actually take the guy more off. I just don't quite see how helpful that is. Now, you could make a thing. Oh, there is a... Hola! Hasta luego. There is Paco. There is a Pilar's ex. Doing a little... ¿Cómo estás?
¿Qué haces por aquí?
Sí, acabo de llegar. Esto... Terminé de caminar, de pasar el año en el camino y estoy aquí unos días y después voy a hibernar para...
¿A hibernar?
Y yo no soy del invierno. Hola.
¿Te moví al Caribe?
No, Andalucía me conviene bastante. No, cerca de Jaén.
¿Allá hace frío también?
Sí, pero un par de semanas.
Vale.
I mean, sí, no hace, pero... No, I mean...
Lo llevas, ¿no?
Tampoco está mal, un poco de frío, pero debajo de cero hay que un par de días o lo que sea, casi nada.
¿Te conviertes en un Iceman?
¿Eh?
¿Te puedes convertir en un Iceman?
No.
¿Lo conoces?
Sí, claro. ¿Qué sería? ¿El hombre de hielo? Yeah, muy bien. No, esas cosas, no.
Tanto no llega.
Agua fría, yo no me ducho, yo apesto.
No,
¿Y tú cómo estás? ¿Bien? ¿Todo bien?
Calentando un poquito.
Sí, muy bien. Hasta la próxima. Buen día. I think he didn't recognize me at first. Anyway, so, yeah, sweet guy, Paco. Kind of funny, you know. Pilar's ex. And anyway, well, you've heard me talking about him because he's been at the house, or we've been at his house a few times. And anyway, so it's kind of nice, you know, that they have a amicable relationship and, you know, for the boys. And anyway, and if she actually needs something specifically that he's good at, she will have no problem calling him to help out. So we are back in the neighborhood, and he's about, by foot, 5 minutes away, maybe 5 minutes away, his house. So they've never really lived too far away from each other. So now we're going to go check Anna's house, right? Yes? Yes? Vamos, Anna. Vamos, Anna. Vamos a ver, Anna. Eh? Vamos a ver, Anna. Anyway, so, yeah, it is, I don't think the laundry is going to dry, so I think I'll end up leaving it on the clothesline en el tendedero toda la noche, overnight. Por la noche, I guess you would say, overnight. So now we're going to go by Anna's house, a white house with the Yaris, Toyota Yaris in front of her car, and we're going to look and see if somehow we could have dropped the glasses. Let me see. Hold on, hold on. Look here. Look here. ¿Qué pasa aquí? ¿Qué pasa aquí? Yeah, no? Okay. No veo. Okay. Okay. So now, let's check, I don't know, sidewalk or road. Let me look here. It's almost like, even if they were destroyed, it'd be kind of nice to know, because Pilar's glasses are metal, so they're heavy. I don't like that. I want all plastic, something very, very light, and I really like mine because I barely feel them, actually. And I would only notice them or make an adjustment because... yeah, so they're very, very nice. One thing I used to like about the Oakley, the M-frame, because they were lights and glasses, but the one that I got from Decathlon, not only are they light, but they cost €5. And the Oakley would cost like 120, 130, 140 euro. It's ridiculous when I think about it now, you know. And of course, part of the reason is I was getting them half off because I worked for a bike shop, and it was basically just paying the wholesale price, but still, it was still ridiculously expensive. And I would never justify now. I could never justify. I'm going to go check the backyard. Here we are back at the house. I could never justify buying those things now. And I still see quite a few people. Let me get your harness off. Here you go. Yes? Yeah. You good? Let me go check the back again for the glasses. In case. Anyway, so I did spend some time here yesterday. So I mean, it's not here. Not here. Anyway. All right, so I don't see it. Okay, so I don't see the... Okay, so the glasses are not out here. Yeah? Okay, you wanna come? I'm staying here. You look at me. I'm gonna get the producer. Anyway. No. I can smell the vinegar. Or right, guys. So that is for me. Everything is pretty squared away. Let me get that nasty looking eggplant. And then I'll get to some cauliflower. I'm going to make a very, very earthy. I'm going to make a pie with egg tonight. Little carrot, bell pepper, some, like I said, cauliflower. Here we go. Well, actually, the cauliflower is just going to steam it. So, here we go. Anyway, so I think that's going to be it for me. And of course, I'm going to get an onion. If you know me, you know that I love an onion. So let me get a couple of those itty bitty ones. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm gonna walk, maybe listen to a little bit of Japanese. And again, oh, it's so funny. It's just something that cracks me up in my pillar. All right. Anyway, guys, peace and love, and then we'll talk to you later. Ciao, ciao.